I was so sad at the beginning of the week. There was black pilling and shilling. Oh, it was terrible. And then all of a sudden, Wednesday hits and I start getting a couple questions, and Thursday hits and I get more questions, and then Friday hits and I'm literally cycling through different people's channels, showing media links to a group of men who want the truth. D-Twizzle said he's out there red pilling his in-laws because they have questions. Undeniable proof is starting to surface. And every single day that this continues, you seem a little bit less crazy to all those people who were hating on you big time. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of this movement.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Well, folks, you can imagine how exciting it is to hear the Supreme Court of the United States actually on audio. They even put it on Fox News, talking about immunity and the U.S. president, some other issues regarding J6, realizing they might throw out the J6 cases and more. The world's noticing how the popularity of Trump is actually growing. The Biden evil acts on stage have now turned to using the climate hoax to cause more damage to our world. But will that turn away or turn many to wake up? They just signed a TikTok bill banning. It's not going into effect right now, but it's going to cause some waves. We'll see. Plus, stay till the end of this video for an amazing music to close us out for the weekend. You don't want to miss it. Here we go. Well, folks, please don't forget. I try to remind you that if you're thinking about going with us August 11th through 18th of this year on a cruise to Alaska, please get aboard right now. It's amazing because we've had some more rooms opened up for us. And your chances of getting on there are remarkable. We'd love for you to show up. You're looking at your video screen. We're going to have amazing views. It's going to be on a 5-star cruise line, the Holland Westerdam. And I tell you what, I've been on this ship, and it is absolutely amazing. Not this particular ship, but this cruise line, Holland America. And it is amazing. And we're going to visit Sitka. We're going to see Seattle. You're going to see Victoria, British Columbia, Glacier Bay, Ketchikan, Puget Sound. You can see the whales. You can go on hikes. You can eat salmon. I said it right, salmon. Scenic cruising, Stevens Passage, and so much more. And guys, I mean, the accommodations are amazing. The food is absolutely brilliant. And it's very, very calm and quiet on the boat. You're not going to have a lot of screaming and yelling and stuff. It's just going to be a very, very good experience for everyone all around, especially, you know, the fact that you're going to be around other truthers for an entire week. Can you imagine how wonderful that's going to be? Not only that, we're going to have special guests with us. I've talked about them in the past, but we've got the Isaacs, Tim Lovelace, Dr. Kirk Elliott, and some other special guests. I won't announce now, but when you will be shocked and surprised how many of be coming that we're going to be talking with, and it is going to have Q&A time. You get a chance to meet me and my family more. Now, one of those singers, and I wanted to start out today because you know what? It reminds me when you live overseas in the military, every time you go to the theater, I don't know if you know this, but they play the national anthem, and you have to stand up, and then national anthem's done, you watch the movie. And so I thought, you know what? We're going to start today with a group that's going to be with us on the boat. And the audio is not 100% perfect because somebody recorded it on their phone. But this was in D.C., in Nashville, 5 years ago. The Isaacs sang at a Trump rally. They sang the national anthem. I want you to hear this to start off today. I needed this.
Twilight.
I'm going to tell you, that reaction from the folks, and I was looking up in the top of the screen, folks, and I just noticed up here, if you look at this guy right here with the black shirt, you can see when the singing is happening, he just continued to wipe tears from his face. It was a brilliant thing to see, and so many people have experienced that, and I could add a better audio for it from other games where they've had professional, like Cincinnati and stuff, but I just wanted you to see the audience, the way that they cheered throughout every time they hit the wonderful notes and more, and so just thought it would be a great reminder of these rallies. I mean, President Trump is coming up with his own rallies now. I mean, he's showing up at, like, in New York. You guys probably saw this. Make surprise stops. And the union workers are screaming for him. Yeah, a lot of big deal there. And here's some more on that. Listen to that crowd just going crazy in New York. Yeah, that's a big deal when you start getting New York behind you.
How important is the union vote? And you're here in New York City, you're talking with these members. Do you think you can maybe change some of their minds if they were lifelong Democrats to vote for you?
I think these maybe were Democrats, but for me, they're a Republican. There's not a Democrat in there. These are people. Look at that building. Look what we can do. We built a lot of great buildings in this city with these people. And they've given me great support. They're really amazing. You know what? They're very, very talented people. They don't get the credit for it. They are, very few people can do what they do. We used to do three floors a week in concrete, and it was guys like this that did it. So it's very amazing.
Very amazing. I love how he answers that, and you can hear the guys in New York. And here's some more of that interview happened. And you know what? I'm telling you, folks, the more this is going on, the more there's got to be some panic on the opposite side, wondering what in the world they're going to do. They can't put the guy in court long enough. They're trying to stop the rallies from happening. Well, that's not working because everywhere he shows up, people show up to meet him.
It's was great to see the president come and engaging with the blue-collar worker of New York City. We basically built New York. The union movement has made the middle class. And we are very patriotic union, and we are pro-America. So my members right now, I put out a poll in my union. President Trump is leading Joe Biden 3-1 on my presidential poll out of my 9,000 members right now. We are very tired of the situation with groceries, inflation, gas prices, illegal immigration, crime. We're living it every day in New York City.
So is there pressure from union heads to vote a certain way?
Well, yeah, I'm probably going to get a lot of phone calls after this interview. But like I've told other people, I don't work for my international union. I work for my members. I represent my members. And I wish every politician that was elected to any office would remember they work for their constituents that vote for them. They don't work for themselves.
Yeah. Now they're starting to stand up in ways that we've not seen before. I'd say starting, but I'm saying, you know, look at the guts. He has. Hey, I don't stand for those international guys. I'm standing. Yeah, I'm going to get some phone calls after this. That's a patriot right there. That's what you're talking about. Here's a big eye-opener about the Republican Party was when Trump became president. He actually tried to do a few things the Republicans had always campaigned on, and the GOP heavy hitters in Congress were like, nah, we really just can't do that. It's not working now. Check this out from American Worker. Huh?
How was it seeing the former president?
Oh, it was absolutely incredible to see him on the streets of Manhattan, meeting up with, you know, your working class folks here, the type that are out working hard at 6 a.m. It was my first time ever meeting him, and it was really dope. So,
what's your message to Joe Biden?
My message to Joe Biden: I haven't seen you anywhere. I hope New York turns red because we're not voting for you.
And if you're wondering how many more might be converting over, well, I wanted to show you this clip we found. Even a Trump hater is not afraid to admit that the life was better under Trump's presidencies. And Biden, by signing a bill that could ban TikTok, create an environment with the next logical step for Americans.
Donald Trump is about to win 50 states in this election. Biden, with the single signing of a pen today, did something that not even January 6th could do. He created an environment where the next logical step for Americans is to vote for Donald Trump. Now, I had not planned on voting at all in this election, and that's still probably what's going to happen, as I don't want Trump to be president, and I don't want Joe Biden to be president. Those are the only options. It's been clear to me ever since he took office that Joe Biden never actually wanted to be president, and he wants to be president even less now. He only ran for president the first time because the Democrats told him to, and you never primary a president. I will not enjoy 4 years of a Donald Trump presidency, but I do feel like my life was actually better from 2016 to 2020 than it has been since 2021 to present in many ways.
So it seems like a lot of wake-up calls across the board, no matter what we're seeing, how it's playing out, and more. Then we had the increase in lead over Biden in swing states.
And a majority of swing state voters, Matt, see worsening economic conditions in the coming months. So that doesn't spell optimism for the Biden camp. Less than one in five respondents say they expect inflation and interest rates to be lower by the end of the year. And then more than three quarters say that Biden is responsible for how they feel about the economy, which isn't a very good mood. And more than half said that he is very responsible.
Of course, that could mean that they're trying to put Biden down as much as possible because they want to introduce somebody new. Who knows, right? It's just gossip now. People are trying to figure out what's going to happen. But it's not looking good for their team at all. And just remember that Chris Mayes from Attorney General of Arizona went on MSNBC March 30th to say this.
He's right.
Well, you know, as my colleague from Massachusetts just mentioned, we absolutely have to get President Biden reelected, because one of my fears is, despite the fact that, you know, Republicans said they wanted to send this back to states for states to decide, I think there's a real movement in the sort of extreme elements.
Oh, there's a huge movement in the extreme elements of the, maybe the MAGA party, maybe those that actually care about their country, maybe those that realize that the election was stolen. We have had all the evidence pour in over and over again, and there's still some deniers. Yet, what does this Arizona Attorney General Chris Mayes actually announce? They announced a grand jury indicting 18 Republicans, including Donald Trump.
Hi, I'm Arizona Attorney General Chris Mayes. Let me start by thanking everyone for your patience as we conducted a thorough and professional investigation over the past 13 months into the fake elector scheme in our state. I understand for some of you today didn't come fast enough, and I know I'll be criticized by others for conducting this investigation at all. But as I have stated before and will say here again today, I will not allow American democracy to be undermined. It's too important. The investigators and attorneys assigned...
Always democracy. The key word. Use democracy.
...to this case took the necessary time to thoroughly piece together the details of the events that began nearly 4 years ago. They followed the facts where they led, and I'm very proud of the work they've done to date. We're here because justice demands an answer to the efforts that the...
Justice demands an answer. Justice? Is that the name of a person?
Oh. Defendants and other unindicted co-conspirators allegedly took to undermine the will of Arizona's voters during the 2020 presidential election.
The will of the Arizona voters? Well, actually, the will of the Arizona voters was to have the election go for the Republicans. Oh, but no, they had to do everything they could to steal it with their stolen ballots. We saw the videos of their machines where they were rigging the machines. And they say that folks are unwilling to accept the fact. What fact? That Biden lied?
Biden. Unwilling to accept this fact, the defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency.
They schemed. So if you look into and try to figure out that the election was actually stolen, you're a schemer, you're bad, you've broken the law, and we're going to indict you. If you got to the Capitol and you walked in and strolled through for 2 minutes, or you stood there and prayed, oh, we're gonna arrest you. So no matter what you do for your country, anything that has to do against where you go against the Democrats in any way, they're going to weaponize their government and come after you. That's their message to everyone. It's a continued wake-up call for what we're going through now, enough to make you feel pretty bad. Something that will actually make you feel good would be this LTPetClub247.com. Now, folks, we've had the interview now twice with them. Absolutely amazing, the immune support that they had. And I got this one from someone. They said, "Hello, LT, I want to send a note to you about the Pet Club supplement, LT Pet Club 247. I have a horse that I adopted from Colonial Williamsburg when he was retired after an injury in 2014. You guys see that picture of the horse? Wearing an And We Know scarf. Isn't that cool? Tied it around the neck. That's so cool. He had a small growth coming out of his urethra, and I was told to monitor it. Well, last year, my Nelson showed me that it was bigger. My horses let me know when something isn't right. I boarded a farm that is owned by a vet and let her know. She took photos and sent it to Marion DuPont Medical Center, and they think he may have tumors all the way into the urethra, and they wrote back with three choices to keep monitoring, have a biopsy done, or having a cream rubbed on it three times a day. Well, since it's protruding from that area, the cream isn't realistic. Monitoring may just continue to grow, and biopsy could exacerbate the issue. And then if the cancer, you know, what do I do? So I prayed for help and whatever I could do naturally and for a sign, as I do not want to put my horse through my pain or chemo. I started to make him turmeric horse cookies to help him with inflammation, put him also in a turmeric horse supplement, and I came across the video you made with owners of Pet Club 247. I knew that was God showing me what to do. I immediately same day purchased the Mush Ponies Mustang Pack, which lasted about a month and a half, and then I purchased the Bronco Pack. He has been on it since December 2023. The last time Nelson showed it me, it was a few weeks ago, and noticed the growth was smaller." Wow. Please pray for him. He's a Persian standard bred, beautiful draft horse. Absolutely, folks, we pray for him. And love my life, and you can find out more about me at the description box below. Qualters, the sign of the gray horse.com. Pretty cool, folks. So if you go over to LTPetClub247.com, you'll notice these products. They've got them for dogs, cats, horses, and humans. And if you missed the interview that I did with them, just look over the past few videos. We just had an interview, and it's just amazing. All of the products they have for your dogs, your cats, humans, and for horses and more. It is brilliant. So check it out in the description box below, if you would, and you will find amazing effects to all of this. Now, as we continue, I wanted to show you this clip from Fox.
He's been stuck in New York thanks to this sham trial, but he has found a way to use the confinement, I think, to his advantage.
Yeah, Laura, look, if the prosecutor's goal was to lock him down, Trump has outfoxed them. In between his courtroom visits, Trump has created these pop-up campaign events in Atlanta and New York, in Harlem, reaching constituencies far beyond his usual base. And he's turned Trump Tower into really the UN on Fifth Avenue. Just last week, he hosted the Polish president at his home base in New York. And yesterday, Laura, the former Japanese prime minister visited him. Now, this is really a brilliant strategy, and it's hardly the lockdown Alvin Bragg and company were banking on.
Yeah, how about that? The visit. That is so cool. I was actually going to show this way down later on in the video, but I figured since they just brought that up, we'll show you. Remember that key that was handed to Aso, A-S-O is his name, by President Trump. We talked about it in the video on Wednesday. Well, Grasshopper, of course, went to work and started decoding and looked at this and said, on the 23rd of April, Trump gave the former prime minister of Japan, he's not the former prime minister, I don't believe. I think he worked with him, making a six-year delta with the drop, 1252, that has two times the word key in there. And it adds this: it's time to learn the truth. It's time to unite and fight for our freedom. Together we are strong. And then you dig deeper on the details from that key, they discovered the product number of that key is DT1264. See the SKU number? Well, if you go to 1264 on the SKU, the coding message on that for us is power shift, rise of the people worldwide. The world is connected, all or nothing, trust the plan. The world is watching. And so, yeah, some people get upset when you hear those words, trust the plan. I get it. I understand. It's been a long journey for all of us, but we've seen some many, many moves, and it's taken quite a while, and it's, I think we've got a few more years as this plays out to get to the bottom of every detail. Who knows? But I tell you what, we're watching everything play out one day at a time, and I've been excited here recently as we've been watching the Supreme Court of the United States and their meetings and actually hearing the audio from all of it. And so I want to play the first one from Ketanji Brown Jackson, just said that Biden's DOJ has been cautious in prosecuting Trump. Huh.
The final sort of set of questions that I have to do with what I do take as a very legitimate concern about prosecutorial abuse, about future presidents being targeted for things that they have done in office. I take that concern. I think it's a real thing. But I wonder whether some of it might also be mitigated by the fact that existing administrations have a self-interest in protecting the presidency, that they understand that if they go after the former guy, soon they're going to be the former guy, and they will have created precedent that will be problematic. So I wonder if you might comment on whether some of the caution from the Justice Department and the prosecutors and whatnot comes from an understanding that they will soon be former presidents as well.
I think absolutely, and I would locate this as a structural argument that's built into the Constitution itself.
How about that, huh? Just a little bit cautious, a little bit worried, because if we get rid of that immunity for the president, it could bleed over to some other places. And you've got Clarence Thomas asking why previous presidents haven't been prosecuted for orchestrating coups and carrying out attacks against civilians.
Over in not so distant past, the presidents or certain presidents have engaged in various activity, coups or operations like Operation Mongoose when I was a teenager, and yet there were no prosecutions.
Yes.
Why? If what you're saying is right, it would seem that that would have been ripe for criminal prosecution of someone.
So, Justice Thomas, I think this is a central question. The reason why there have not been prior criminal prosecutions is that there were not crimes.
Mm-hmm. How about that? And so you go into the next one. Trump lawyer argues for presidential immunity. And he mentions, we mentioned this, Bush lied to Congress to induce a war. Obama ordered drone strikes. And Biden induced foreigners. Check this out.
The implications of the court's decision here extend far beyond the facts of this case. Could President George W. Bush have been sent to prison for obstructing an official proceeding or allegedly lying to Congress to induce war in Iraq? Could President Obama be charged with murder for killing U.S. citizens abroad by drone strike? Could President Biden someday be charged with unlawfully inducing immigrants to enter the country illegally for his border policies? The answer to all these questions is no. Prosecuting the president for his official acts is an innovation with no foothold in history or tradition and incompatible with our constitutional structure.
Notice how he uses information to get out to the public about certain things that were done by previous presidents. That's just brilliant playing that out. Of course, that was an RSBN. If you go to One American News, you kind of look around and see what you can find out there. Check out what was posted by them about all this.
Would they qualify as official acts under the presidency?
Some would and some would not. And that's the whole point of the evidence you're hearing. And you have the Fisher case, where two of the four criminal indictments, criminal charges by Jack Smith on the January 6th case against Trump relate to obstruction, a post-Enron obstruction statute that the Biden Justice Department has contorted, politicized, and weaponized against Trump and his supporters. That's likely going to get thrown out by the end of June. So two of four of Jack Smith's cases are likely going to be seriously wounded. And then after this presidential immunity, another 30% of Jack Smith's case is going to be gone. So Jack Smith, at the end of this, might have 20% of his case left, And guess what? They're not going to be able to get Trump tried before the election. Trump's going to win. He's going to dismiss these charges as he should. And then he should open a criminal probe on these Biden Democrats, President Biden, and these Democrat prosecutors and judges and witnesses and officials who have clearly run a criminal conspiracy under federal law to violate Trump's civil rights, the civil rights of Walt Nauta, the civil rights of the co-defendants in Georgia, the civil rights of the co-defendants of the defendants in this new Arizona case. This is obviously a criminal conspiracy by President Biden, his White House, his Justice Department, and these Democrat AGs and prosecutors. And there must be severe legal, political, and financial consequences.
Amen. Severe. I love the words. I love how he puts this together. Absolutely brilliant to have One American News covering that. Also just in, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton writes, SCOTUS denied the Texas Democrat Party's effort to expand no-excuse mail-in ballots in Texas. This ends a year-long challenge in which we successfully defended the Texas law that limits voting by mail, and the law will remain in place. Quote, many states irresponsibly and unconstitutionally changed their voting policies prior to the 2020 election. Fortunately, we did things differently in Texas. We fought hard to uphold Texas law and defend the integrity of elections in this state. We have worked tirelessly to keep our elections free and fair. There's nothing more important than protecting the integrity of every legal vote. That is so true. It's, you know, sometimes you just wonder, if the Republicans are getting more exposed every day, are we learning about how they've been doing their job? Notice how they always use the excuse that they don't have a majority to get things done. The last time they had it, they used it to help Democrats derail Trump's presidency. They're total phonies who tell you they represent you, but they don't. Here's Ultra MAGA Party on that one.
Do you know anybody who trusts the government anymore? There's a reason for that. And by the way, it's not just Democrats you should blame. The vast majority of the Russian collusion investigation occurred during the first 2 years of this administration. Who ran the government then? At the time, Republicans controlled both houses of Congress and every single committee by definition. They had the power to expose this hoax and to shut it down, but they did not. It's Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and Richard Burr and so many of the other useless Senate Republicans. Total phonies. They didn't really do anything.
He is calling Don Trump Jr. back.
Senator Burr, who's well respected, he doesn't want to be lied to. He wants to get to the bottom of what happened.
Republican Senator Richard Burr had served the president's son with a subpoena. Can you explain why the Republican would want to do that?
Gowdy disputes Trump's spy claim.
No, I think Gowdy's appearance was disgraceful. According to Gowdy, the FBI ran it by the book, how the Americans would have wanted them to run the investigation. Really? Give me a break.
You said, I am even more convinced that the FBI did exactly what Americans would want them to do.
There was no spy. Have you seen any evidence of that?
I have not. I would think you would want the FBI to find out whether or not there was any validity to what those people were saying.
The FBI did exactly what my fellow citizens would want them to do.
He says the FBI did exactly what we should want them to do.
The number one question I get asked from Americans is
why no one has gone to jail and been held accountable.
It was Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy that wouldn't give us that subpoena power. We didn't send out a single subpoena, not one.
I supported the Mueller investigation because I didn't know.
Senator, we're talking about a shredding of constitutional law due process that we would ever have.
You say that Mueller's a good guy, right?
That's been my experience, yes.
And you'll do anything necessary to protect him from being interfered with?
Absolutely.
Well, and where's Director Ray, though? I've got a lot of people yelling at me tonight. He's not doing his job.
And you'll do anything necessary to protect him?
Absolutely.
Somebody that every American should trust. Mr. Mueller.
Bob Mueller, he was an excellent appointment. He will go wherever the facts lead him. He will have great credibility.
People want you to move on this, yeah. Senator. Yeah. Are you going to do it?
Yeah, but I've told you and I'll tell you again.
Total phonies who tell you they're representing you, but don't. Explain why they didn't really do anything to stop the derailment of America while it was in progress.
Great reminder. While it was in progress, they didn't do anything. They had their opportunities. It's a great reminder for all of us. Not only are we exposing the Democrats, we're exposing the rhinos and the fake Republicans that have been out there for so long. It's been something that has been all over our minds constantly. Why didn't they do anything? It's so depressing, but at the same time, we're watching them quit. Remember, many of them said, I'm not running anymore. Watch those resignations. They've been happening ever since President Trump entered the scene years ago. Okay. So, folks, you can go to amwayknow.com, Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. That's there. You can find our social media sites, our all of our gear, our everything that we have for you, thepatriotlight.com, a compilation of all of our news for you, home politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. You got to check it out. Keep it there. It's almost like a Drudge Report for conservatives, we put it. We try to make it as good as possible. Not everything in there is fully conservative or perfect, but it's as close as we could get for you, and worked really hard to have that in your toolbox. And also, you can go to shop.amwayknow.com and check out this new shirt that Angie and Jamie worked together with our graphics team, M, to put together. Get your popcorn ready. The show is about to begin, and you've got amwayknow.com on the back of the shirt with this reel. It looks like a movie reel, and you've got the logo there on the front left of that particular shirt. You can find our sweatshirts, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. And then we have this one from a follower, went to Pensacola with my son and his family the weekend before Easter and at the market in the downtown area. Had a statue of Martin Luther King. What a perfect place for a picture. I was proud to be wearing the And We Know shirt. I also wore my shirt to a church my husband and I attended in Idaho Falls, Idaho, before I went on my trip. And a very nice lady came over to me and said, I watched that show, and I really like it, and LT, so much truth. We got to talk a few minutes, and I made a new friend like you said we would. Thank you so much for writing in and sending that. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe.
TikTok term limits, man. I am done letting a bunch of corrupt raisins who have never contributed anything useful to society make the rules for me. I am now a single-issue voter. If you voted for this, not only will I not vote for you, I will actively vote against you or anyone who did not. And I would do this even if I was not on TikTok, because you are trying to ban an application that half the country uses to get their news 180 days before an election. And you think that we don't know that that is the reason. I'm about to tell you how the people feel. We feel that right now, you are the greatest threat to national security. We also feel you are the most inept, corrupt, and useless group of employees in the entire country. And you can't seem to remember that you're employees. So if you're an incumbent and you voted for this, start looking for a job, because you're done.
Yep. All of this telling us how we're going to vote, we're getting tired of it. TikTok now, of course, they're taking it down, all part of the election scheme and more. People gather their information from there and more. But you know what? They've got a plan. They always do when they know that folks are not going to vote for them. Check this out. The NGO in Mexico handing out the vote for Joe Biden flyers, funded by George Soros.
The fact that this is just out in the open is wild to me, but it's not shocking at all. So there are flyers being distributed at an NGO in Mexico that encourages people that are coming over to the United States to vote for President Joe Biden. Okay, so this is what the flyer looks like, and the last sentence says, reminder, once you've made it to the United States, make sure you vote for President Joe Biden, as we need 4 more years of his presidency to stay open. I'm not sure why the Biden administration and the Democrats keep saying that they're not importing thousands and thousands and thousands of illegal immigrants into our country for an electoral advantage, because they very clearly are. Oh, and if you're wondering who they are funded by, it's the Soros Open Society Foundation. So this is one of the reasons why our border is still open. Why else would they be against every single election integrity legislation?
Yep, bring them in. Give them money. Put them in a hotel. Make them squatters. Continue to fund everything to make sure they're here long enough so that they can get Social Security numbers and they can actually vote, because we're losing our voter base. Also, with the craziness going on, we had the courthouse area in Lower Manhattan, right, in a complete lockdown mode. That's what President Trump said. Not for reasons of safety, but because they don't want any of the thousands of MAGA supporters to be present. If they did the same thing at Columbia and other locations, there'd be no problem with the protesters. Yeah, they've got all kinds of protesting happening out there in different places. As a matter of fact, somebody sent out a map. Biden has sparked a wildfire, says Edward Snowden. You can see the protests where arrests have actually taken place, and then there's other protests. You got protests with Cal Poly Humboldt, USC, UT Austin, Emory, University of Georgia, Indiana University, University of Minnesota, Ohio State, Emerson, Columbia, Princeton, Yale, NYU. Those were that's where their arrests are actually taking place. And in an unprecedented move, University of Southern California cancels main commencement ceremony that traditionally brings 65,000 people amid ongoing campus protest and unrest. So there you go. Go to the university for 4 years, learn all the stuff that you need to learn, get that piece of paper, and they're going to tell you, guess what, you can't graduate here. And I saw another story, just to let you know, where a young lady actually could not have her graduation from high school because of COVID, and now she can't have a graduation ceremony for college at USC because they canceled it. So, oh, welcome to this crazy, crazy world, right? So part of this craziness, I happened to notice this young lady was interviewed, and they asked her a question about her protesting there.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know
all of what... I honestly don't know.
NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I came from Columbia. I was there up on Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support.
So she came from Columbia to help out.
Came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous.
They said it was getting dangerous here. I drove down. I really don't know what's going on, but we're just here. Huh. Let's see what happens in Texas when you try to go there to have your protest.
Now, on the campus. All right, so we're efforting some more information on what you're seeing right now. But again, Austin, Texas, live pictures coming in from the University of Texas.
I mean, we should say, Sanjay, you know this very well, and John mentioned it in his remark. You know, also, I mean, people think of Texas. Yeah, they think of the South. They think it's a pretty conservative place. And as have been pointed out, these protests so far that we've seen have been largely confined to these big East Coast, West Coast, Northern universities. But it should be pointed out that Austin, University of Texas Austin, is a famously liberal campus, Austin itself.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because guess what? They brought the Calvary in and off they go. Let's see, what else happened at Emory there in Georgia? They're shooting them with rubber bullets. And they're being arrested, taken off, and they're grabbing their tents. And there's another arrest. Yeah, but looks like they're not playing around down there, shooting them with rubber bullets and more. Huh. It's amazing what happens when you break the law. And so they put out there, of course, on their social media, all the reasons why they should not be arrested. They should be able to break the law. Who funded them? Who gave them the same tents, paid for their tents, paid for all their signs and more, gave them everything they needed for these particular protests? Well, we know it's got a lot to do with Soros. And then I saw this from Shipwreck. Tennessee and Iowa sign into law allowing teachers to carry on campus. Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, Governor Reynolds issued into law that allowed teachers to carry on campus. This wasn't mandatory. Schools could opt out if they didn't want to do it. And the teachers that did opt to do it have to go through continuous training in order to keep their license current. A day or two ago, Tennessee did much of the same. Paul Harris, big mad about it, stating that arming teachers is not the solution. We know what actually works. Universal background checks, red flag laws, safe storage, and assault weapons ban. I call them all extremists. All due respect, the states wouldn't have to do this if you had actually done your job to begin with. There's next to no funding for mental health counseling for these kids. Sending millions of dollars for gender studies and how to make cows fart different because you think there's a climate crisis. Yesterday, we sat here and watched Joe Biden sign into law sending $95 billion to other countries. And we watched you celebrate it on X. Can you imagine what even half of $95 billion could do for our schools if we were to implement it into a mental health program? We were to actually pay school counselors a decent wage, encourage them and motivate them to keep learning and growing and recognizing the signs instead of just focusing on just trying to survive another day. Same bill, you banned TikTok, the one app that these kids use that help their mental health and help them build communities, them communicate and make friends, find support and learn new skills. A lot of them helping them find their purpose in life. Kids, you don't care if you did, you would do more to help them with their mental health. Nothing to stop online targeting from predators that are manipulating and blackmailing these kids to sending them lewd photos so that they can share them with their friends online. You've done nothing. There's no bill for that. No.
Yep. So she does a great job. Love how she continues to get the truth out to all of us. And I tell you, she's worth a follow. Love every time she jumps on board, says, guess what else is going on? And we get her description. It is actually pretty good. Another one that I've always enjoyed, I actually liked Glenn Beck throughout the years. And of course, he was talking about asking RFK Jr. why Fauci is not in prison yet.
So why isn't he in jail?
Well, he's not in jail because Joe Biden is president and because, you know, unfortunately, Donald Trump colluded with or was, you know, run over by him.
Right.
Donald Trump knew what was wrong. He knew not to shut down our businesses.
Yes.
And he knew about, you know, he knew about lockdowns. He knew about ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. And he said it. He tried to speak up, but his own bureaucrats told him to shut up. And he unfortunately did what he was told. And that's, you know, why I think that he doesn't deserve another chance. And you may defend him on that, but
I don't defend him on the, vaccine or any of it. I think you could make the case early on. Everybody was I try to believe, except for Fauci, that everybody had good intent doing what they thought was right. And then it just started dogpiling. And then it became, I don't even know, communist China. It became a country that I didn't recognize.
Yep.
And no one was willing to stop it.
Yeah. All of this happening day in and day out. We saw the crimes that he committed and many others. And we've played this out over and over again and showed you these folks that were bragging on social media one day, letting us know to stay healthy, get jabbed. And then they would make fun of you. For the tinfoil hat people that say the vaccine is a tracking chip, you're probably reading this post and on a big tracking chip in your bathroom right now. And of course, I'm fully jabbed. And then they get the dog jab. And then the person that is out there bragging, telling you to get jabbed, all of a sudden is dead. Suddenly, fully jabbed. Another person bragging on social media for the world to see is gone. Suddenly bragging to folks, you better go get it. Look, I just got my jab at Tripler Army Medical Center for the world to see. 39 years old, passed away unexpectedly. A lieutenant colonel, you'd think that they're leaders. They're supposed to do what's right, but nope, they're out there falling for the trap, and it's happened for many, and it's so sad, and it makes you wonder when the next one they have planned for all of us is going to happen. Well, here's something that might help you.
Well, we've been here before, and I bet you they didn't think we'd notice. The U.S. government has collaborated with Chinese scientists again on a project aimed at making certain strains of avian flu more infectious and more deadly. And eyes are on the University of Wisconsin while they run gain-of-function research on this bird flu strain. Sound familiar? So what do you think happens next? Well, how long do you think they're going to force masks, force lockdowns, force vaccinations? Is this all to usher in the WHO's pandemic treaty? We can speculate all day, but we do know that there's medical tyrants out there. They're not done with this. So do you have ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine? What about Tamiflu or a nebulizer? Most doctors won't even consider prescribing these, but we've got you covered. Keep listening. Americans are waking up and understanding that now more than ever, we need these life-saving medications on hand. So you can actually get an emergency kit by clicking in that description box below, twc.health/LT. Grab your contagion emergency kit right now. Use code LT for 10% off today. So why is the White House considering a national climate emergency declaration? Yeah, they're considering it. Talk about this was a professor from Columbia University Climate School. It's basically a shocker because many are talking about this. It's a way for Biden to, you know, get more power than he's ever had before. He can shut down a lot of things and do a lot of stuff if they could just declare a climate emergency. This is from CBS News 24/7.
The White House House is considering declaring a national climate emergency to unlock...
National climate emergency, folks.
...federal powers and stifle oil development. That's according to Bloomberg. Meanwhile, the administration is announcing several projects this Earth Week. The plans include solar energy conservation, clean water, green transportation, and cutting pollution. For some analysis, we want to bring on Melissa Lott. She's a professor at Columbia University's Climate School. She also hosts the Big Switch podcast, which explains how to rebuild our energy systems. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me what a climate emergency is and what that might entail.
So when we talk about the potential for the president to declare a climate emergency, what it's saying is, you know what, there's a national emergency going on, and I need extra powers to be able to respond to it to protect the U.S. This is a contentious decision if it's made. This discussion has come up many times. But if it is made, then the president would have additional powers in the short term, almost immediately.
And what might those powers look like, and who would be the first to be nervous about new powers the president might have? In other words, I mean, would it be fossil fuel companies? How might that work out?
Yeah, so if the president does this, he would have access to a lot of different powers. I know what's being talked about is the ability to control how we're able to sell fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. Are we able to export it? Are we able to send it to different parts of the world? Now, obviously, the countries, the organizations that depend on those exports, they would be concerned about it, as would companies. But that's not all that the president can do. The president can do a lot to bolster up the manufacturing, the production of clean energy technologies. And combined with some other powers that he has or that he could take advantage of, he could move the needle when it comes to climate change and emissions. So it's a mixed bag. Yeah. I will say, when you talk to companies, uncertainty is the worst. If I can plan around it, I'm happy, even if it's maybe not the outcome I wanted. So the uncertainty of, is this going to happen? When might it happen? And how might it be implemented is a stress point.
Let me ask you about the Climate Corps.
Mm. How about that, huh? Give them the power. Let them do whatever you want. It's going to have an impact. You know, the climate hoax, the one they've been pushing on us for 40 to 50 years. Here's 1983 to 2020.
The federal report today predicted possible catastrophic warming of the Earth by the 1990s. With a strong climate change.
What the scientists are telling us, we don't get our act together within the next 8 or 9 years. We're talking about cities all over the world, major cities going underwater.
That fear has been working for a long time. They've been pushing it over and over. We had the Dutch MEP, Rob Roos, calls climate change a hoax. We already know this.
The bureaucrats, centralists in Brussels are addicted to power. They use or they abuse every crisis, financial crisis, COVID crisis, Ukraine crisis, energy crisis. And the solution is always the same, and the professor already said it, more European Union. If there's no crisis, and that's the second point, if there's no crisis, they create a crisis. For example, climate change. They call it an existential threat. And the solution is the Green Deal. The Green Deal destroyed our energy system. It is destroying our food system. They are trying to control CO2. But if you control CO2, you control people, because everything we do in life is about CO2 emissions, living, breathing, eating, traveling, living. So if you can control that, you can control people's lives. Now they introduce the digital identity and the central bank digital currency. So they can see everything we do, and they can control everything we do, because they can shut off our financial system whenever they want. We have seen it already in Canada during the COVID crisis. We can have a complete conference about that too, but those two topics, it's used to create a centralized, controlled economy.
Centralized, controlled economy. Not only happening in Canada, well, look at this in China. Citizens lose their social credit scores because of their academic frauds and unvaxxed.
Dan Dan's criminal, academic, and medical records will feed into her score, as well as state security assessments. Her shopping habits will be another measure. Her score could even change in real time. depending on what she puts in her trolley. Buy a lot of alcohol suggests dependence. Lose a couple of points. Buy a pack of nappies, gain a few, suggests responsibility. Late on mortgage payments or your tax return, lose a lot more.
How about that? Losing points, gaining points, all controlling you day in and day out. Imagine that life. Oh, well, let's see. Maybe we don't have to imagine. IRS is using AI to target middle class.
What we have learned is that the IRS, in fact, has been using AI to access bank accounts of American citizens without any kind of a search warrant or even without any specific claim that they have committed a crime. So this was something that was discovered by an undercover journalist. And what they found is that the IRS has claimed that they have access to every single person's bank account. This person also indicated that they've been working with the Department of Justice and that they have absolutely no problem whatsoever going after the little guy to make sure that they are paying their taxes.
How about that, huh? We'll be talking about that soon in the future. But also Tucker Carlson talked about the money issues, credit card companies ripping off Americans.
There's no effort to, say, rein in the credit card companies, which if you really cared about the country, you'd say, but people are really suffering. Okay, they don't have enough money to live. Kids can't not only not buy houses, they can't afford rent. And why is that? And one of the main reasons is because they're paying like close to 20% interest on their credit cards. And okay, we just imagine that in a free market, that's a good thing. Tell me why that's a good thing. Who benefits from that? Why are we for that again? I'm not for that. I think the credit card companies are villains and they send credit cards to kids at school and get them hooked on this. I think it's totally wrong. And if you said that in the U.S. Congress, people would look at you like you had three heads. Like, what?
Mm-hmm. And all the stuff playing out, we had a chance to talk about this. It's going to be released this Sunday. An interview with Dr. Kirk Elliott on From Trump to Biden, Prosperity to Poverty. We're going to go through that in detail, step by step on mortgage rates, gas prices, real wages have gone down under Biden, savings rates gone down, and all that. Foundations can be set in silver and gold. And we had a great conversation. Here's a clip from some of that just to help you out.
It's up 146%, the cost to buy a house. Mm-hmm. So what are the implications of that? Implications are when people have to finance a house and it's now double, more than double what it was when he started, it's like people are going to be able to afford a lesser house.
That's right.
So what does that mean? Real estate's going to tank. People have less money at the end of every month to spend. And when they don't spend, corporate revenues come down. And corporate revenues come down, profits come down, and therefore stock prices. Right. So, but why do interest rates have to be so high? Interest rates have to be high to slow down the inflation that they're creating.
So it's amazing, all this information. MWeKnow.com/gold. You can actually go down there and have a conversation that I have with him. Give him a call. And let them know, hey, I'm really interested in having the same talk and I have a lot of questions and they'll help you out. It's absolutely amazing. But going even a step further into all the stuff that we've been involved in, you remember they've been attacking us on social media. Well, I just wanted to go over to the Land Down Under Australia and get a couple of good little laughs in here. But check this out from this guy in Australia, basically telling folks to quit making memes of him. Check it out.
Media. Platforms have a responsibility to make sure that misinformation isn't got out there. I noticed today, for example, on the way up here, they've removed various sites that were up containing fake images of myself superimposed on other people. That's the sort of thing that is going on social media. Social media has a responsibility to do the right thing here.
Yeah, they need to do the right thing and not have me so embarrassed all the time. You know, here's one for you. Crocodile Dundee, freedom of speech for all of our Australian friends. Meme is the revolution, of course. Rated comedy. That is so funny. We're going to see a lot more of these. He just opened up the box, and I tell you what, social media is going to be filled with so many of these particular post on him and more. You know, it's good to have a little laughter here and there. Something's not funny. Just one. This is look at Mika's face when they announced that Weinstein's going to be basically
breaking news. The New York Appeals Court overturns Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction from the landmark Me Too trial, written by Michael Sissick with the AP.
How about that, huh? Did you see Mika? She's freaking out. What? Weinstein? They're going to basically say he didn't do anything wrong? And I guess he's going to still stay in prison, I guess, over in California, I believe. Who knows how that's going to play out? But whoa, she's even in shock. It's just really sad what he's done to communities, what we've seen happen. The most of all, folks, we've been talking about this whole thing for many, many years has been wrapped around the children, trying to protect our children. These leaders have committed so many crimes against them. And you know what? We love our children. As a matter of fact, I wanted to show you a couple of clips before we go. This one I noticed from the other day, we had a clip of an actual boy in a hockey game. And when they zoomed in on him in the game, watch what actually happens with the fans. They cheer the young boy, but then when they move away from the boy with the camera on somebody else, they boo until they go back to the boy. This is what our love of children. Here you go. Look at that little guy. It's his first hockey game. His first hockey game. They got a sign behind him, and it's so cool. There's one more boo, and they're going to go back to him one more time. Here we go. Yay! That's our boy George. It just makes you smile. Kind of gets a tear in the eye because it just makes you love, makes you realize no matter where you are in this earth, we just love our children. They're trying to get rid of us. They've been trying to destroy us. They're trying to start with the children, destroy their lives. So innocent. That's why they go after them. That's why Satan goes after our kids, because he knows if he can manipulate their mind at such a young age, get them away from the Word of God altogether and the love of Christ in our lives, he can destroy them and damage them so young. And it's so sickening, the things we've seen, we've gone through. I know it's hard, but that's why we keep moving forward and we keep praying every single day. Tippy Top Patriot had this to say. He said recently he took a walk with his two sons through a field along his property. And then I'll talk in first person for him. Tippy Top said, "We talked and laughed as we walked along, and after a few minutes, my boys turned around and looked back towards the house. Daddy, the house is so tiny now, it's like the size of my toy car," my youngest exclaimed. I laughed. "It looks that way, but it's only because we're not as close as it was earlier." I did my best to explain distance and perspective in a way that my little boy could understand. "Well, it may look smaller, but it's only because of our location. The house hasn't changed. It's still the same size, no matter how it appears." As we continued to walk, I realized that my explanation to him about our physical walk also explained our spiritual walk as well. How many times in the last few years have you felt like evil is winning? You know the truth in your heart, but it's hard to convince your mind. How much more can we take? To be honest, I've lost heart off and on throughout the battle. I'm like everyone else, but you know what my problem was every single time? I had lost perspective. I had allowed the battle, the pain, and the problems of this life to create distance between myself and God. Amen for that, Tippy Top Pager. The same here. Satan is a subtle deceiver. He can lead us away from the presence of God so slowly, so seemingly innocently, that we barely noticed our perspectives change. He knows the Bible has told us to draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you, James 4:8. Maybe you're reading this right now and you feel like all the evil looks a little bigger than it used to, or that God looks a little smaller than he used to. Trust me, it's your perspective. It's a lie. God has never and will never change. He's still God. He's still on the throne. He's still all-powerful. Evil? It has already been defeated. Today, we're fighting many battles, but we have the assurance that the war has been won through Christ. If we focus all our attention on the problems, we'll be discouraged, scared, and overwhelmed. The problems look big. But if we shift our focus to God, we will be encouraged, strengthened, and emboldened. Our God is still King. No matter how it appears in the moment, He has already won. No matter how it feels, trust Him. Let's draw nigh to God and get busy. Now, I told you at the beginning, we started with the national anthem from the Isaacs, and I wanted to close today with peace and trust in the Lord. Check this out, peace and trusting.
God only knows how I've cried. Heartbroken and my hands are tied. But He's been faithful time and time. And although I don't know how it ends, there's peace in trusting the
nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the peace that you provide us beyond all understanding. We know that things are confusing. You know that we know that. You hear our cries day in and day out. We see the frustration on social media, trying to figure out who's telling the truth, who to follow, who not to follow, who's actually in charge. Are we watching a movie or we're not watching a movie? Who knows what's going on but you? And you provide us throughout this battle for our minds, this information war that we're in, this spiritual war that continues to overlap it all. We continue to cry out to you, and you provide us a calmness that can only be explained because we know that we talk to you. We know that you answer our prayer. And so we do want to enter into your throne once again, your throne room, and ask for continual forgiveness for the things that we've done, our doubting, our times of trouble where we seem so discouraged. We ask that you would just help us, please, to make it just through each day with joy. We know the joy of the Lord is our strength. We know that God is love, that we'd be able to love our neighbors as ourselves, love the Lord our God and love our neighbors. Help us, guide us, and direct us each and every day. Please protect us from the enemy who wants to destroy our lives. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your time. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. And just a reminder, if you haven't or you're thinking about it, jump on that cruise August 11th through 18th with us. Enjoy the Isaacs and our family and more. I think it's going to be wonderful. I really believe it. And also, if you'd hit that subscribe button, follow button, and share, we'd really appreciate it. Thank you for all your prayers. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Him We Know. Signing out.
Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.